Now, we have interviewed several survivors who have fled ISIL territory, and the testimony has been really heart-wrenching. There are accounts of systematic and widespread killings, of sexual violence and sexual slavery, cruel, inhuman, degrading treatment, forced conversions, and forced displacement, among other violations of human rights and international humanitarian law.
Are these abuses committed by ISIL may amount to war crime, crime against humanity, and genocide?
Yes, these abuses committed by ISIL may amount. There's a very strong likelihood that they amount to war crimes, crimes against humanity, as well as genocide. If you look at the numbers, there were more than 300,000 Yazidis who were forced to flee Sinjar district. And those who were unfortunate enough not to manage to flee were subject to forced conversions on pain of death. Many of the women were separated from the men, and they had their children taken away from them, and they were sold, sometimes multiple times, to different men over the course of a year or a year and a half. And there are really heart-rending stories in this report about the kinds of violations they were subjected to.
And women interviewed by your team spoke of being sold multiple times and having their young children and babies snatched from them. This is very stressful.
Yes, there was this one woman who said that she was bought and sold to six successive men, and she had a seven-year-old daughter. She managed to rescue her seven-year-old daughter from the clutches of one man who tried to kidnap her. And what she did to her daughter was she cut off her hair, she cut off her eyelashes, she put the child in a diaper and told her to pretend that she's mentally ill so as to be able to protect her. In spite of all of this, an ISIL member tried to rape her. And she, this woman, she eventually reached a point of desperation where she tried to kill her daughter to protect her from the clutches of these men. Eventually, she managed to flee with the help of a smuggler. Now, this is a woman who survived and who managed to flee. There are countless other stories of women who did not make it.
And which other testimony struck you more on this report?
There was another woman who was sold to a 26-year-old Syrian ISIL member, and this guy raped her regularly for at least 15 days, and he threatened to kill her daughters if she did not submit. I mean, this kind of testimony is so common among these women that really this report should serve as a clarion call to the international community to react.
Could you elaborate more regarding this man being separated from women and of the mass killing of the captured men?
There are several instances. There's this one account where 200 men were forced to convert, and when they refused, a couple of them were killed in front of the others to show the others what would happen if they did not convert. And of course, these men, then they did kneel, and ISIL members filmed them and forced them to convert, and of course the men accepted to convert. In another instance, there were about 600 men who were rounded up and taken away, and the women had no idea where they were being taken. Eventually, an ISIL member came back and he told them that all 600 men had been killed.
And do you have figures about Yazidi community, but also a number of other ethnic and religious community who remain in ISIL captivity?
Yes, we do have figures that approximately 3,500 women, girls, and some men, predominantly from the Yazidi community, but also from a number of other ethnic and religious communities, remain in ISIL captivity.
And what's your clear message to Iraq government and the international community, and also about some measure for survivors of sexual violence and sexual slavery?
What is of immediate and urgent importance is that the people who have managed to escape be given psychological treatment. The kinds of horrors that I have described, these people, while they have survived with their bodies intact, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, these women, these children, and these men are severely traumatized, and it is very important that they be given the kind of medical care that is needed, in addition to making sure that the conditions in which they are living are adequate, that they have adequate access to food, to water, to shelter, and to protection, to security. The High Commissioner is also stressing that to the international community that no effort must be spared in ensuring accountability for these terrible crimes, to send a clear message that no one may perpetrate them with impunity.